Living up to the human rights ideals that it partially and inconsistently proclaims would be priceless.
I appreciate very much the form with which Sam Brody's discussion on tortures, das and halakha, or Jewish law, works. I think Brody's presentation illustrates the very real need for a clearer understanding of state intent. Dialogue on torture can hardly feel useful when the state is publicly declaring intent or an intent or an aim, quite different from what it actually seems to be acting towards. Brody's use of Melissa Weintraub's position on torture serves as an apt illustration of what torture can look like, depending on the value system that the legal reasoning is based on, and I'd like to underscore this point by describing how those values can often not revealed in political discourse. Although acts of self-defense might seem simple, Weintraub's subtle understanding of these sort of acts raises the bar for a discussion on torture. In his presentation, Brody shows how Weintraub's argumentation is a combination of both casuistic and philosophical reasoning. She uses case-by-case reasoning along with certain assumed religion-based key principles. Though her